Indeed, in the restrictive measures list, we had a number of individuals who were under those restrictive measures, that's message prison, these are done. So we had three persons earlier on the suspended list, and then we had two persons on the active list under active application of those measures. That was a former presidential couple. And now, in the most recent review of those measures, then indeed from the former presidential couple, Robert Mugabe, of course, is deceased, and then he was removed completely from the list, and then the former First Lady Grace Mugabe was added to the suspended list, which then means that we have four persons now on that suspended list.
So technically, we can say you did not review the sanctions on those who were on the suspended list, because this has been like that, like from 2014. Is that correct?
That is true. On the suspended list, what is the difference is that Grace Mugabe was added to the suspended, moved from the active to the suspended list.
Harare is blaming the restrictive measures for the economic crisis that the country is currently experiencing, and they are saying they are just hurting the ordinary people.
Well, the restrictive measures are not economic sanctions. They are not related to trade or investment. On the contrary, the EU has a free trade agreement, the economic partnership agreement with Zimbabwe, that is guaranteeing duty-free and quota-free access to Zimbabwean produce entering the EU market, and there's no hindrances for investment apart from the companies that would be under these targeted measures. And the only company that is listed is the Zimbabwe Defense Industries, and in addition, there's an arms embargo. So the claim that the EU restrictive measures would be the cause of economic problems in Zimbabwe is simply not true.
Lastly, what should Harare do to ensure that all restrictive measures are removed?
Well, the restrictive measures are very closely linked. They are based on the situation of human rights prevailing in Zimbabwe. So that means that the linkage is there, and what would be required for the remaining measures, that is the Zimbabwe Defense Industries and arms embargo, to be lifted, is it's clearly linked to the human rights situation, and that's clearly linked to the how the security forces in the country are operating. There was a number of human rights violations that has transpired in Zimbabwe in the recent past, and what is important is that those violations would be investigated, and it would make sure that similar events would not happen in the future. So when the human rights situation is addressed, that would be a major contribution going forward.